really for the reasons I have, that on the one hand, I think now, given how complex and difficult the Brexit process has become, it needs somebody with not just a fresh view, but somebody who believes passionately in Brexit, but more particularly believes in a post-Brexit Britain. But alongside that, somebody also understands that we've got to then beat Jeremy Corbyn, and you do that from the centre ground of politics. And if you look at what Boris did in London, he was very much that kind of politician.
And just in terms of the campaign, we've had all of the candidates out on the airwaves. They've been doing television broadcasts and radio broadcasts. Mr Johnson has done nothing yet. Why is he hiding?
Well, of course, the key point about a Conservative leadership campaign, it's about winning the support of your colleagues. And I don't think any candidate who spends lots of time with parliamentary colleagues talking about their plans is doing anything else except running a smart campaign.
And in terms of the campaign, if Mr Johnson does become Prime Minister, he also does have a problem about a group in the party who are very, very opposed to him. Are you worried that his government might not last that long, given that he doesn't necessarily command the support of all of his MPs?
Look, whoever emerges from this, whether it's Boris or one of the others, the most important thing from the Conservative Party's point of view is that we reunite the party. We've got some big battles ahead. And what Boris was very clear at his launch yesterday was that actually he wants to leave the European Union with a deal, with a sensible partnership of the future. And we've got to sit down with them over the next few weeks. There's a new commission, new government in this country, and work out how we best work our way through this. Because actually it's in everyone's interest, theirs and ours, that we leave on good terms and we carry on collaborative relations for the future.
And just finally, before I hand back, has he promised you a job in his cabinet?
Absolutely not.
All right, thank you, Mr Grayling. Well, Adam, apparently Mr Grayling hasn't been promised a job, but Mr Johnson has made lots of promises to lots of people in order to bring together Remainers and Brexiteers, crucially the European Research Group, the big Eurosceptic wing of the party, coming in behind him, not Dominic Raab, as he looks almost certain now, I think, to win this race, providing he doesn't self-destruct.
Okay.